The Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 13th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when a crowd heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. Then he went ashore, and he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "You have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Okay, I'm feeling kind of alone. Hello? Anybody out there? This is called Children's Sermon Improv. Hello? You want to come join me? I'm feeling really alone. You going to come up front? No? No? Maybe? Yeah? Yeah? You guys? You guys coming? I'm coming row by row. Watch out. You guys coming? You're coming. Good. You guys coming? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody else? Do I see anybody else? Are you coming? No? All right. Huh. Whoa. Honestly, that was a little freaky. Being alone is a scary thing. Have you ever been alone? Yeah? Yeah? Is it scary? Sometimes it can be scary. I was freaking out. I had this great children's sermon planned and nobody was coming. Maybe it's because I didn't invite you. That makes sense. Well, did you know I wasn't alone the whole time? Did you? Really? How do you know I wasn't alone? Who's with me all the time? God is with me all the time. That is correct. You have just had the simplest children's sermon. I'm glad you came up. But that is what I really wanted you to know. God is in my heart. That's right. Even when we feel alone, even when it looks like you're alone, Christ is with you. God's with you. And that's what I really want you to remember today. And I appreciate you coming up, but let's pray before we go. Dear God, thank you in our times when we feel alone, maybe even isolated, that you are with us. And sometimes we can see that through friends and family, and even when nobody's around us, we know you are with us. Thank you for never leaving us alone. Amen. Thanks for coming up and not leaving me alone. That was the illustration today. Great. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Anybody know that one? Oh, yes, good. A lot of people know that. I think that's a good thing. Okay, so one's the loneliest number. But what about if you're in a group of 5,000, maybe 10,000, maybe as big as 15,000, maybe bigger? Can you feel lonely, even isolated perhaps? And what about today? Are there times when you have felt lonely or isolated? Think about that for a moment. Have you ever felt on the outside looking in? Have you felt like you're not included? Have you felt mistreated or thought something was unfair? Have you ever not received a gift you really wanted, but a friend got it and wouldn't share with you? Maybe you felt different from those around you. Maybe you've been called names or teased for being different. Maybe even being persecuted for being different. Maybe you are hungry or tired and no one comes to your aid. Maybe you just didn't make the cut. Any of those sound familiar to you in your lives? Has there been a time that you have felt lonely? Show of hands. You know the song, so I'm guessing you understand it. There have been times that we've felt lonely, on the outside looking in, like nobody's there for us. And sometimes we just can't relate to some of those feelings of being on the outside. Sometimes we really can't relate to being one of a part of 5,000 or more from today's gospel reading. But that's what we're going to try and do today. We're going to try to hear that story a second time. And this time I want you to be one of those 5,000 and to hear, maybe even feel, where they're at and how radical and awesome this story truly is, because it is an awesome story. Maybe it still rings true in today's world as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to close your eyes if you want. Relax. Put your whole self into the story and imagine you're there. Imagine that you're there on that day. Today for you is just another normal day. You're ready to face the day like any other. Maybe you're living by yourself. Maybe you're living with a family. Maybe extended family is with you. Maybe you're a follower of the Jewish faith. Maybe you're even a Gentile. There's a member of your family who's sick. Maybe there's someone you know who has a disability. And maybe you yourself are ill. And people have just avoided you. You don't have a lot of money, and you're just getting by in this tiny little house, wondering how you're going to pay the taxes the next time Rome comes through. It's a real worry. They might throw you out. Maybe it's the fact that the Romans are in charge and you feel like no one cares or is listening to you. And who knows? Maybe you even have a hard time making friends. Whatever it is that's going on in your lives, you're feeling a little hopeless, maybe alone, thinking nobody can relate to you. But wouldn't you know it, this day that was supposed to be normal, was about to turn to the unusual. There's a knock at your door. You go to see who it is. It's someone that you've seen around town before, but they seem more excited than normal, more excited than you have ever seen them. And they run up to you with excitement, pounding on your door, and they say, "Have you heard? There's a man named Jesus going around. He's been many places, teaching good news of the kingdom of God. He even has been known to cure disease and sickness in others. Now he's nearby by the lake, and we're going to go see him. I think you should come with. Give this guy a chance. Hear what it is he has to say. Come with me." Reluctantly, you agree to go with him. You take your family with. You grab your belongings. You grab enough for the road. You're willing to take that chance that this Jesus can help you out with your illness, can help your family members get help, help your friends. Maybe he'll talk about this kingdom of God this friend of yours has been talking about so strongly. Maybe there is a place for me in this kingdom. You walk out the door, the sun shining so bright that you have to cover your eyes. And you walk and you feel that dust begin to cover your feet, feeling you haven't felt in a few days. But you go on, even with aching feet, following this crowd, joining the others just like you. And yet here they are, still, some of them still not giving you the time of day. You continue to walk and walk, walk this long path. Fatigue starts to set in and you hear others start to complain. Are we there yet? Why in the world am I doing this? Yet you continue on with this crowd. And the closer you get to the sea, you can sense it because you smell the water in the breeze. You just smell it. You know you're getting closer. And when you finally arrive, you're amazed to see that this is no small crowd like your friend maybe have indicated, but it's thousands of people. 5, 10, maybe even more, 1,000. How in the world is Jesus going to see me in a crowd this size? How is he ever going to be able to help me? How am I going to hear him? But when Jesus arrived, after you waited a little while, he did just that. He didn't ignore you because you were sick. No, he came by, he healed you. He healed many others that were sick. He took compassion unlike any you had ever seen or felt in your life. And inside of you, there's beginning to be a feeling that you haven't had in a long time. And that feeling is hope. Someone could relate to you and didn't forget you in all this crowd. He didn't forget anyone in the crowd. And as the day went on, you listened to Jesus. Listened for so long that all of a sudden, your stomach was rumbling. You were getting hungry. And you didn't know what to do in a crowd this size. How are you going to get out? How are you going to get to the next town? But you're just close enough to hear somebody say, "This is a deserted place. The hour's late. Send these crowds away so they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Oh, great, you think. Just when you are starting to feel welcome, you seem you're going to be sent away to fend for yourselves. You're not going to get any food with a crowd this large. Anyway, they're all trying to eat at the same time. How am I going to get to one of those nearby towns? The food's going to be gone. But you hear Jesus tell them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Soon after you hear Jesus tell you that, you sit down as he's told, tells you to sit. And you look to Jesus and see him take 5 loaves and 2 fish. A lot of good that's going to do. But he looked up to heaven, blessed it, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to you and to the rest of the crowd. What had looked to not even be close to enough was plenty. Plenty for all people. Not just a tiny group of select few, but everyone. Jesus did not forget you or anyone else in the crowd. You were not alone as you had once feared. You were not isolated. And even if things went back to normal when you returned home, one thing would never change. Jesus did not forget or ignore you. He indeed came for all people and was there for you. And you remember that as you go home. So if your eyes are still closed, I invite you to open them. And what does that story mean for us today? Remember those questions I started off with, asking about the different ways you feel alone, maybe isolated? We'll reflect on some of those things again later today as you go home, maybe even during worship. But remind yourselves of this too. Even in a large crowd of 100, of 200, of thousands, even in your darkest or brightest moments, even in a small group, even alone, if you ever feel alone, you're never alone. Jesus loves and cares for all of us, here and even all those people outside of those doors. So how can we show that good news to ourselves and others? How about we let others as well as remind ourselves that Jesus is with us always? Think about how we can do that, how we can be the light of Christ, be the fish and bread to feed others, and know for a 100% fact that even when it doesn't feel like it, we're not abandoned and are never, ever alone. Christ is with you, with me, and with all people always. And nothing can separate us from that promise and the promise Christ has given us. And there's one way we can show each other that today. And maybe you do this when you go home as well. Maybe you do it to a stranger on the street. I dare you to do that, maybe. But I'm going to ask you to do this now. I'm going to ask you to make the sign of the cross on your neighbor and to tell them you are never alone. Go ahead. Easy to remember. Look at that. That simple act, that simple sign of the cross on your forehead reminds you of that promise, that seal, and that you're never alone. Thanks be to God that one isn't the loneliest number in a way. One is the only number we ever need and can count on. And that number one is Jesus, who is with us even to the end of the age, even in large crowds and alone. Amen.